Bruchim Abayim to a series of Shiurim on the Haggadah Shal Pesach, on the Pesach of Haggadah. We're going to, in the upcoming series of Shiurim, what I'm going to try to do is try to understand how the Haggadah was put together. Even though most of the Haggadah Shal Pesach consists of either, Tehillim, Sukkim, verses that come from either the Chumash or from Chazal, from the Tanayic period. Nonetheless, it's pretty clear that the Haggadah was put together at a later point in history. There are different opinions. I'm not going to go into exactly when the Haggadah was put together. But most probably, the Haggadah format which we have today was put together during the time of the Goyim. Which means that to really understand the structure of the Haggadah, we have to understand how the editor of the Haggadah, we're going to call him the Baal Haggadah, how did he understand the different parts of the different Chazals? How did he understand the Braises and the Sefris and the Sefros and the Mishnayis? How did he understand the Chazals into what went into the structure of the Pesach Haggadah? So what we're going to do is we're going to look exactly at what Chazal had to say and how the Baal Haggadah integrated them into the what we have today, what we call the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Now, we all know that there are several important mitzvahs in the Pesach Haggadah, but when we speak about the Haggadah itself, the central mitzvah is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, namely that we are commanded on the night of Pesach, Leil Tezvav, to tell the story of the Exodus of Egypt. And this is a mitzvahs asik, positive commands of the Torah, and the Rambam, in fact, actually says it explicitly. Maybe if you bring a Rambam on Zmanim, we'll quote from the Rambam, making sure that Zmanim, yeah, should we base? Right, in Zmanim, so it's convenient to have all the Sfarim in this room. By the way, this is from an undisclosed location in Yerushalayim. In the seventh parak, the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah says, parak Shvi, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvahs Asis Shal Torah, there's a positive command to the Torah, L'sapil Benisim V'Niflois, to tell about the wonders and miracles, Shinasu L'Avasim Mitzrayim, that were done to our forefathers in Egypt, B'Leil Chamishasah Benisim, on the 15th, of the night of the 15th of Nisan, Shneimar says the Rambam, Zachor es hayem hazeh asher yetzasim Mitzrayim. Okay? So, in other words, the central function of the Haggadah is, in fact, to, as the vehicle by which we fulfill the mitzvah asin, the positive commandment of Zachor es hayem hazeh asher yetzasim Mitzrayim, namely the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, the actual course of the Seder is actually described in the Mishnayos in the 10th parak of Psachim. The first Mishnah in Psachim, which appears in the Gemara in Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, speaks about Erev Pesach, and then speaks about the Chiyuv, the obligation of the Abakosis, of the four cups of wine, which we're going to speak about in Yetz Hashem. But the actual Haggadah is detailed in the second Mishnah in the 10th Parak, on Kuf Yudal Amud Aleph. There, the Gemara speaks about the beginning of the Seder, which is in fact actually the Kiddush. And we have a Machos Besel Beshamai, in what order we make the Brochas of the Kiddush Hayoyim and Boya Pri Hagofen. But nonetheless, the Mishnah on Kuf Yudal details the Kiddush. And then the next Mishnah speaks about the Seder plate that's brought in front of the Baal HaBayis. And then on Kuf Tezayim and Aleph, the Mishnah speaks about filling up the second cup of wine. And with filling up the second cup of wine, we formally begin the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is actually commenced with the questions, the Manishtana, right? And the Mishnah speaks about the Mishnah actually the nusach of the Manishtana, which we have in our Gadas, appears explicitly in the Mishnah. Of course, we don't speak about the Korban Pesach, but other than that, that's the nusach of the Manishtana. Now, so after the Manishtana, which appears in the Mishnah Kufta Zion, and this is the Manishtana, is the same Manishtana which we have in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, then the Mishnah actually outlines the Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim. What is the structure of the Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim? So the Mishnah says, right, Maschil Bignos, I'm now on Kuv Tes Zayim and Aleph, towards the end of the first Mishnah on the Omud. Maschil Bignos, the Mishnah says we begin with Gnos, with bad things. Umesayim b'shevach, and we end up with praise. And we begin with bad things, and we end with praise. V'deiresh, and we dalshen. That's a poor English. We submit to exegesis. In other words, we explain the pasuk of the psukim in Parshas Kisavoy. May Arabi Oved Avi, from the psukim in Parshas Kisavoy, which a person would bring. When it brings the Bikurim, until we end the entire parasha. So, in other words, the Mishnah in Pesachim gives us, in fact, a three-part structure of Tzipur Yisias Mitzrayim. After the Manishtana, it says in the Mishnah, Maskel Beganos, we begin with bad things, we begin with tragedy. Messiah Mishavach, we end with praise. V'deinesh, and we explicate exegetically the psukim Arami Oved Avi, the psukim of Arami Avi, which appear in Parshas Kisavoy, right? Ad Sheyigma Kol HaParsha Kula, until we actually explain exegetically the entire parsha that appears in Parshas Kisavoy. Okay, that parsha is, do you have a chumash there? In Parshas Kisavoy, let me just walk up to you. When a person comes and it brings the Bikurim, so in Perichavov, in Devarim, and beginning with Pasukei, it says, V'anisi amach v'nei Hashem alakecha, after the person brings the Bikurin and brings it from the Kayin takes it from him. Arami oivet ovi v'yera mitzrayma, and therefore the Torah gives us something like a summary of the Exodus from Egypt, and begins with Pasukei, and then concludes, well actually, it includes actually Pasuk Yud, which breaking the Bikurim. But it begins with Arami Oved Ovi, Vayered Mitzrayma, Vayogu Shom B'Sei Ma'ot, Vayisham L'Gagolot V'Rav. It speaks about the suppression of the Mitzrim, Vayered Yisrael Mitzrim, etc., etc. And we're supposed to take these Pesukim and dashen them, and explicate them, in other words, explain them, interpret them, in accordance with rabbinical exegesis. Okay, so that's the three-part point of the Haggadah. And this, in fact, actually, just to make sure that you all know this is halacha l'maisa, that we're not just, you know, learning Gemara, but in fact, actually, the Rambam, in fact, brings this, halacha. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin halacha dalet, after the Rambam, actually, in halacha gimel, brings the Manishtana, then in halacha dalet, the Rambam says, v'tzorch l'haskel b'gnus, we begin with Gnus, or Maskel B'Shevach, right? And then after that, the Rambam says, right? And then it says, Avu Yidrosh Barami Oved Ovi, and we have to dash away, Achiba Kol HaParsha, until we end the entire parasha. That's what the Rambam paskins, okay? Now, so all the Mishnah says is Maskel B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shevach. What is it? What's the Gnus? What's the Shevach? The Mishnah doesn't stipulate at all what is the Gnus, what is the Shevach, and in fact, even though the Mishnah tells me which psukim in the Torah I'm supposed to darshan, nonetheless, the Mishnah doesn't actually I'm stipulate what drushes I'm supposed to make. Okay. Now, regarding what maskal beginus means, the Gemara, we find in the Gemara a dispute between Rav and Shmuel. Between Rav and Shmuel. Okay, so we go down Kufta Zayin Amud Aleph. So, where the Piska of the Mishnah is maskal beginus b'asai b'shevach. So the Gemara has the question, my genus. My big nose. What genus are we speaking about? So Rav Omar mitchila oivde avodas gelulim hayu aveisayna. Rav says the genus we're speaking about is mitchilas oivde avodas hayu aveisayna. Our forefathers were idolaters. Interesting. Has nothing to do with Sipos Yis Mitzrayim. Our forefathers were idolaters. That's the opinion of Rav. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Avadim Hayinu, we were slaves. Meaning, for sure we were slaves in Egypt. Okay? That's what the Kabbalah says. Okay. So, we have to raise the following questions. Question number one is, Shmuel, I understand. The mitzvah, Asibas Yitzrayim, is to tell us, you know, to speak about the exodus from Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and obviously the Genus, right, which accompanies that, is of course Avadim Lefam Mitzrayim. But why? That's Shmuel's opinion. But Rav's opinion, Mitzchila Avad Zohar Yom Veseino, what does that have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with everything, but it doesn't have anything. It's not specific to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, now. And the question is, second question is, what is the halacha? So, interestingly enough is that in the Haggadah, we see that the Baal Haggadah passes like both opinions. After the Manishtan in your Haggadah, right? The Haggadah brings us the same Gilsa of Manishtan which appears in the Mishnah, with the exception of Alayna Kulaitzli. And then, right after the Manishtana, we say, Avadim Hayin Lefal B'Mitzrayim. We were slaves unto Paray in Mitzrayim. And then, Vayitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham B'Yad Chazaka V'Zor Netuya. Because both of them took us out from there, B'Yad Chazaka V'Zor Netuya. That's the Maslo B'Nus B'Sai Mishem. That's Maslo B'Gnos. At least, Avadim Lefal B'Mitzrayim. However, later on, in the Haggadah, after the Arba Bonin, so the Haggadah brings, the Baal Haggadah brings the opinion of Rav. Mitzchila oibde kechavim ayu aveisayim. Our forefathers were idolaters. Yachshav kevano makin aveidasei. Now because Baruch was brought us close to his service. So we see that the Baal Haggadah paskens like both opinions. He rules like both opinions. In fact, actually this is the Pesach of the Rambam. The Rambam actually says, brings both opinions. The Rambam says, "V'tzorach lahasim v'nus v'sai m'shevach." I'm going back to the Rambam, Perek Dalel of Al-Chazayim, right? Kesa v'skil b'sab v'chila hayu v'sim b'tmei terach. That our forefathers were during the time of Terach, and they were koyfrim in the Terach of Adazorah. And then the Rambam says, "V'chein maskim modiyah shavonu v'chayim." And then we begin with Avonu v'tzim. Interesting enough is, the psak of the Rambam in the Yad, right, actually corresponds to the order in which the opinions are brought. First, the Rambam brings the opinion of Rav, and then the Rambam brings the opinion of Shmuel. However, in the Haggadah, first the Baal Haggadah brings the opinion of Shmuel, and then the Baal Haggadah brings the opinion of Rav. And should you think that in fact the Rambam had a different gilsa of Haggadah, chas v'shalom, Mesayla, tradition. The Rambam after the Manishtana brings Avod Vayil Lefal B'Mitzrayim. That's the first opinion. And then after that, the Rambam brings Mitchil Agreva Yav Yisayna. Okay, so now, very good. What do we have from the Gemara, from the Shas? From the Shas we have Mitchil Oid, we're supposed to begin with Genos. Mitchil Oid Levar Zohar Yav Yisayna. That's what we have. Now, what's interesting is, the Mishnah, remember, was actually a three-part Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah said three things. The Mishnah said, maskil beginos, we begin with bad things. That's number one. Number two, mesayim b'sheva, we end with praise. That's number two. And number three, the deresh me'aram ye'ovid ovi ad shebe kol ha'pasha kula. Okay? Now, deresh me'aram ye'ovid ovi ad kol ha'pasha kula, actually, the Baal Haggadah brings that after v'hisha onda. The Baal Haggadah says, the Baal Haggadah, say lomad, go and look, ma b'kesh lovin arami lasid yakov avino. Right? As it says, Shenema Arami Oivid Ovile Mitzrayimah. So we have a whole section of the Gadda in which the Baal Haggadah takes every pasuk and he darshens every word from this psukim, and that's Deresh Be'arami Oivid Ovid. The question is, what's called Maskil Messiah Meshavach? We'll see in a little while, there's going to be a little bit of machlokes between Meir Tribetz and the Rambam, Chas V'Sholem, but in any case, the Rambam says, the Gemara itself doesn't say what Messiah Meshavach is. But the Rambam tells us in the, in once again, the Perek Zayin, says the Rambam, after we mention, let's say, Meskilo of Vesed, of the Vesoyo Vesendo, says the Rambam, Messiah Medasa Emes, we end with the religion of truth, Shekavano Mokim Loi, Kosh Bochum has brought us near, v'glonim v'natoyim, and distance us, separate us from those who are mistaken, v'kavana lichudai, and brought us close to his monotheism. Okay? And then, so in other words, and then the Rambam says, from mitchil from avayim l'fam b'tzayim, the Rambam says, u'mesayim b'nisim l'floy, sh'nas l'anu u'v'chir aseinu. We end with the nisim l'floys. Right? So in fact, according to the Rambam, we get the following thing. According to the Rambam, Maschil Begnos means Avodim Hayinu Lefalvim Mitzrayim. And then that's called Maschil Begnos. What's Messiah Meshavach? The very next line. V'yetzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham V'yad Chazak V'zor Netuya. That's Messiah Meshavach. Okay? And then, that's the opinion of Shmuel, which is brought first in Haggadah. What's the opinion of Rav? The opinion of Rav is Mitchila Oydik Chachov Ayov Eisayno. That's Maskel Begnos according to Rav. What's Messiah Meshavach? V'achshav Kevano Amokim La'avodasoy. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu has brought it close to his service. Okay, very good. So now, what's the Haggadah Al Pi Shas? Al Pi Chazal? Very simple. Manishtana. The four questions. Manishtana. Mitzchila, avod v'ayinu fil Mitzrayim, avod v'ayinu fal Mitzrayim, v'yitz Hashem alakeinu misham yachaz avod notuya, that's according to Shmuel, maskil Messiah Meshavach, and then, according to Rav, mitzchila oivde v'nusara ayu avisayinu, v'achshav kivol amokim avodosoy, that's maskil Messiah Meshavach according to Rav. That's not good. And then, finally, right? Finally, say lomad ma b'geishlam obi lozo Yaakov Avinu, shenema arami oivid ovi. That's not God according to Chazal. However, those of you who happen to have a Haggadah will notice that that's a very small part of the Haggadah. Immediately after, when Messiah Meshavach, mitzashem alakeinu mishom yachal onotuya, the Baal Haggadah steps in. It's the Baal Haggadah, because it's not Chazal like this. Comes the Baal Haggadah, and all of a sudden, says Lamdus. V'il, makes a diuk. V'il lo yitziyah kodesh baruch hu zevo v'Mitzrayim. Hare anu v'nehu v'neinu shal v'nehu v'Mitzrayim. Kol ha-chachamim. There's a whole section of the Haggadah. Chacham chal levoinim. Kol ha-mitzvah teira. Mitzvah lezah v'Mitzrayim. And then he goes on to Maisel Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Azayah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tafan, the famous Maisel, that's actually a Tosefta. It's a Chilta too, a Chilta Tosefta. And then, Omer Rabbi Azayah, which is a Mishnah in Brachos, Harenikav in Shivim Shana, Vlod Kitzem and Masir Mitzrayim. That's also a Mishnah, you base on the base in Brachos. It's not anywhere in the Haggadah. What's it doing here? What's the Tosefta doing here? What's the Mishnah doing here? Then he brings the Arba Banim. First he makes a Bracha. Baruchah Mokrim Baruchu. Baruchah Dorisva Baruchu. Connected Arba Banim. Where did he get this Bracha? And then he goes on. The four sons, the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, She'en Del Rishol. It's a Sifri. The Chilta Sifri. It's a Drash of Chazal. Who said, who told him to put this in Haggadah? And then there's a whole drasha. Yochamei Reish Chodesh, Talmud Loi Mevayei Mahu. It's also Bechilta, but who told him to put it in here? Then when he's finished, and by the way, most people when they say Torah at the Seder, there's like this 99% of the Torah. Take any Haggadah, you'll see that like 99% of the Torah in the Haggadah is actually on this section. Which the Maisa, even though it's Chazal, it has no makor to be in the Haggadah whatsoever. And then after that, it begins with Rav. But then he goes on. He brings a positive Yeshua Kala'am, Kara Shaka Yisra Bevayade. Then he says, Borg Sharia Tazi Israel. And then he speaks to Abrid bin Absalim, also too. Who told him to bring this into? And then he brings Hisha Amda. What's Hisha Amda? What's going on here? And finally comes the Deresh Arami Ovin Ovin. But where do you get the Droshes? Where do you get the Droshes? Okay. Now, it's crucial, these questions are crucial to be answered. Because otherwise, we don't understand what was the Baal HaGadah doing. Okay? It was, I'd like to ask the Buddhist, Psalm Mishav, Dara Shari, he created an entire HaGadah. What was the purpose of it? His family's like putting things in that we should have something to say, some Shetikot Teirah. Okay? I mean, you have till the whole night to say the HaGadah. You know, the... In fact, the Tosefta said they were Sabbath Yisrael Kolosi Alayla the whole night. Okay. So what I want to do, there's two important things that I think have to be elaborated and made clear. Number one is, what is the Baal HaGadah trying to do? But even more so, what's in Chazal? What part of the Haggadah is stipulated by Chazal? And what is being placed there by the Baal HaGadah? That's what we have to know. Okay, now. First of all, the Baal HaGadah, once again, we have the Manishtam. And then the Baal HaGadah says, Avadim hayinu lefam mitzrayim, v'yitiyinu shem lakinu misham biyachazav zonatuyim. Now, the Baal HaGadah, that's, there ends the Chiv of HaGadah, according to Shmuel. Comes the Baal HaGadah, the Elo, that's the Baal HaGadah himself. That's the Baal HaGadah himself. He's making a diuk. See, it says, Vayetzienu. Right? Vayetzienu, us. I mean, the Pasuk, actually, these Psukim actually appear in Ve'es Chanan. Right? In Perek in Devarim, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav, you have the question of the Chacham. Kish Alcha Bincha Macha Leimor. I suggest you use this Haggadah, because that Haggadah for every one line is like 30 pages.
Is there in English?
Oh, no.
I'm saying a lot of phrases very fast.
Okay, fine. Anyway. Okay, now. In Ve'es Chanan, it says, Ki yishalcha vincha mocha leimor, ma yitichu mishma shiyo tzva Hashem lo kedem eschem. This is in Devarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav. And says and the answer is given. This is the Mechilta, the Sifri, attributes this question to the Chacham. The Ben HaChacham. And then the Pasuk Chafalim says, V'yamata levincha, you should say to your son, Avodim ayin lefal mitzrayim, V'yitzin Hashem lakenu mitzrayim, V'yitzin Hashem mitzrayim, V'yad chazaka. Actually, it's not the exact Pasuk. Lashon Hara is V'yetzer Hashem Elokeinu Mishar. V'yachal Zav 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 Tuyu. That's enough for the actual pasuk in the Vav. Anyway, what's V'yetzeyenu? Because Baruch Hu took us. Comes the Baal Agada and makes a deal for the pasuk. We V'yetzeyenu, us. Why us? We took a forefather, took our Vesena from Mitzrayim. What's it with us? So says the Baal Agada, V'ilu loy ha'yitziya Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Vesena from Mitzrayim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu now took our forefathers out of Mitzrayim. Harei anu uvaneinu uvnei vaneinu. We, our children and our grandchildren, mishu'abodim ha'yinu fa'amadim. We would still be slaves to Paray in Mitzrayim. Vafilu kulanu chachamim. Even if we're chachamim, or chachamim, klan levainim, klan zakeinim, klan yedim zatera. Mitzvah aleinu l'sabitzis Mitzrayim. So first of all, the Baal Haggadah says that we see from the pasuk. Well, actually, this is not the actual pasuk, but certainly the lashon of the Torah is beitzieno. That in fact, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't take us out of Mitzrayim, we would still be slaves to Paray in Mitzrayim in Egypt. Okay, and then he says, "Vafilu klon chacham klon levayne." So they were eating for all chachamim. There's still a mitzvah to tell the sequence is Mitzrayim. Okay? V'chalamalbe, the Sabbath is Mitzrayim, and he's a Mishubach. So now, the Baal Haggadah is making a three-point argument. He says, from the pasuk we see, it's as if we're still, in other words, it's as if Kodesh Baruch Hu, it wasn't me Kodesh Baruch Hu, as if Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Okay? With me? In other words, oh, I forgot this is in English. Yeah. Right. In other words, the Baal Haggadah is making the following argument. What does it mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? He said, because what? If in fact Kodesh Baruch Hu not took our Avosenu out of Mitzrayim, we would still be slaves in Egypt. Okay, that's deal from the pasuk, number one. That justifies the lashon of V'yetzeyenu, Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out. And then, number two, right? Therefore, because Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out, even if we're chachamim, we're levoinim, we still have to tell the story, it's Mitzrayim. Meaning that what? If the Kodesh Baruch Hu had taken our forefathers out of Mitzrayim, there'd be really no chiyuv for me to tell the story of Mitzrayim, because it's not relevant to me. But since it's as if the Kodesh Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim, then what? Then a person is supposed to look at himself as if he left Mitzrayim, and therefore a person has a chiyuv to tell the story of Mitzrayim, even though he knows about it. So in other words, the fact that it's relevant to me, generates the chiyuv. That's point number two. But then comes point number three, which appears to be the major point. What's the major point? The more we tell about it, harezim mishubach. Now, to my knowledge, and you can all check me, I don't think there's a court for this anywhere in Chazal. The Baal Haggadah says this. This is the chiddush of the Baal Haggadah. The chiddush of the Baal Haggadah is not only is there a chiyuv for me to tell over the story of Mitzrayim, but in fact, what? The more I do it, harezim mishubach. Which, and that's the end. And then he brings the Baisa, Rabbi Ezra, Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning what? What did the Baal Haggadah do? The Baal Haggadah made the argument that it's not enough just to tell over simply the story of Mitzrayim. But the Baal Haggadah has actually deduced or reduced that in fact, Chol HaMalba, the more I tell over, Harezim Mishubach. That's his thesis. I claim the Baal Haggadah now is going to prove that what he's saying is correct. What's the first proof? Well, first the Baal Haggadah brings the famous Tosefta. In other words, you can say the Baal Haggadah, what are you doing? You're making up your own religion? So the Baal Haggadah says, no, I have a raya, the Chol HaMalba Harezim Mishubach. What's my raya? What's my proof? He now brings a story of Maisa Rabbi Yezer, Yeshua, Rabbi Yezer ben Azar, Rabbi Yekiva, Rabbi Talfa. Shayu Mesum of Nevarak, they were singing Nevarak, Vayu Mesabe Bitzis Vrayim Koloisa Alayla. They were Mesabe the whole night, Ad Shabol Salmideim, until Tamir came, The Beis Seder gives about Kriyas Shachris. So what has the Baal HaGadol done? Why did he bring this price up? To prove his point. You see that they were up all night telling about Tzimus Yisrael. In fact, actually, it's explicit Tosefta. Tosefta says that a person spends all night, actually says learning Hilchas HaPesach. But the Chatan Shulchan Aruch brings two dinim. Tzimus Yisrael from this Maisa, and then Hilchas HaPesach. Now, what does the Baal HaGadol want for this Kol HaMa'amar? What does he want for this? I mean, the Baal HaGadol obviously is coming to this deduction because he feels that it's important for me to know Kol HaMa'amar is a Mishubach. Now, in my humble opinion, the answer is the Baal HaGadol is going to try to explain, number one, why is he bringing the opinion of Rav Tu? Midchila Deva Ayo Veseinu. Why bring that opinion for? Why bring both opinions? Bring one opinion. So my opinion is, the Baal HaGadol first brought Shmuel. That's the basic opinion. The most, I guess it's the most fundamental, the Pashut opinion. Called Pashut, right? And then he wants to explain to us, why did he bring Rav? What did he bring Rav Tu? The answer is, there's not a stira between Rav and Shmuel. Because he brought Rav is begender, Kol HaMa'amar B'Hareza Meshubach. In addition, I want to claim that the Baal HaGadol is trying to explain what's the din of Doresh B'Arami Oved Ovi. What's the Dashon of the Psukim for? What's the purpose? I just said, Bechlev Oved Azor, Yov Yisayinu. What's the answer? Kol HaMa'amar B'Hareza Meshubach. And the Lashon of the Rambam is, V'hu Sh'yidrash Rav Ovi, V'chol ha-moisif u'marech b'drosh parasha zu ha-reiz b'shubach. The Rambam learns that the Ika, Marva, B'sis Mitzrayim, comes when I darshan Arami Oved Ovi. So what's the Baal HaGadol doing? He's explaining us the structure of the Haggadah Shal Pesach. We already know the mitzvah is to speak about that we were avodim, because Baruch Hu took us out with Nisa. But how do I know that it's supposed to say the Chavon Zohar of Yom Yisayinu? That's my opinion. Secondly, how do I know it's supposed to be Derech HaMa'amar of Yom Yisayinu? What am I doing this for? What's the purpose of it? I already told you Mitzrayim. The answer is, Kol HaMa'amar HaReiza B'Shubach. But how do I know that? There's no Chazal that says HaReiza B'Shubach. There's no Chazal. This is the Baal HaGadol. The Baal HaGadol, from his Diuk, from Yitzayinu, is coming to motivate this din which he feels is explicit, is clear in Chazal, that Kol HaMa'amar B'Hareiza Meshubach. And what's the first raya that he brings to this? The Ma'isa B'Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, B'Eliezer, B'Azai, Rabbi Akiva. We see that they spend the entire night speaking, discussing Tzias Mitzrayim. We see clearly from that Ma'isa, Kol HaMa'amar B'Hareiza Meshubach. Okay? Okay.
Can you explain the diuk here, please?
The diuk is, it says, Vayetzienu, because both took us, we took us ourselves. Took us. It should have said Vayitziyam. It took our forefathers out. Why us? So it says the Baal HaGadol. Why? How can we say Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out? The answer is because had they not taken our forefathers out, we would still be slaves to power. So it says if Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes you out, that means you're supposed to be Shabeah. Praise God. Because it happened to you. If it happened to our forefathers, then if I already know the halacha, if I already know the history, what do I have to say it? But since it happened to me, there's a chiyuv in every person to say it. And moreover, right, I want to claim the fact that a person has to look as if it happened to him, Kol HaMa'amar B'Hareiza Meshubach. In fact, actually, there's a chazal that says, that it's actually, the Mishnah says explicitly in Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis, that Chayim Adar Rasam Ki Yasam Mitzrayim, and Rava brings a pasuk where Sonam Yitzim Yisham. Rava in Kuf Tazayim at Beis brings another pasuk where Sonam Yitzim Yisham. He took us out. Being explicitly, we have to look at as if Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out. But anyways, the Baal HaGadol is explaining to us that since we're supposed to look, not only are supposed to look, actually, the historical reality, the local reality is, a person is supposed to consider himself as if he left Mitzrayim, because otherwise he would be a slave. Then not only is it incumbent upon him to tell the story of his Mitzrayim, despite what he knows, but Kol HaMa'amar, the more a person tells, HaReiza Meshubach. That's what the Balagon is learning. That's the makor, the source of Allah. Okay, fine. Yeah, question.
So that one diuk is the reason for everything.
That's right, exactly. Now, Baruch Hashem. Now, first we have the Maisa of Eliezer ben Yeshua ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. Okay? And it tells that they were Mesumim of Bnei Brak, and they were up the entire night, be Mesasi Yisrael and Kolo Yisrael Laila. Right? Until the Talmidim came to them and said, Rabbi Seinu, Gizman Kirish Vashel Shachris. Now, right after that, that's a Tosefta. I think it's a Bechil to do, but it's probably a Tosefta in Pesachim. Right after that, the Baal HaGadol brings a Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Mishnah appears in the first parak of Brachos. The last Mishnah in the first parak of Brachos, you're basically based on the Mesakla. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hare ani kivem shivim shana. It's like I'm 70 years old. Rozakisha de'am yisim b'tzrayim b'leilas. I never knew that a person is supposed to recount yisim b'tzrayim at nights. Actually, Drosha ben Zayma. Until the Drosha ben Zayma, who says, you all know this. Now, what is this doing here? This Mishnah is not speaking about Sipur Mitzrayim on the 15th night of Nisan. It's speaking about every night. Every night we're commanded to remember Sipur Mitzrayim. Okay? Now, I know there's a lot of Torah here. Etc., etc. The answer to me is very, very clear from the Girsa of the Rambam in the Zagada. In the Rambam Zagada, which by the way, I didn't find it in the Karaganiza, it appears actually in the very, very end, at the Perichas and the Chostam Tzamatza. Then the Rambam brings the Nusach HaGada, Shenogu Ban Yisrael, Bizman HaGolos. What's Bizman HaGolos, right? Right? Okay. So the Rambam there brings Maisa Babliyeza. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Ezra ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Talfin, Shayu Mesubim b'Vnei Vrak, we were Sabbath Yisrael 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 Laila, Ad Shabal Tamideyim, V'Amu Lahem, Rabbi Seino, Giyaz Ben Kuyish Vashal Shachas. Says, goes on, Amu Lahem, Rabbi Ezra ben Azariah. What does Amu Lahem mean? It's part of the same Raisa. It's part of the same Raisa. Amu Lahem. This is missing in your Haggadah, but I suggest that you put it in, that the Gilsa, the Nusach of the Ram is Om Alahem. In other words, in and of itself, it has actually L'choira, nothing to do with Sipur Mitzrayim at night, except that that was the Maisa. They were speaking all night, and then Om Alahem is a continuation of the Maisa. Om Alahem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Hanika Ben Shivim Shana. So the Rambam was in fact understood that the Mishnah of Elizabeth Azariah, the block is actually a hemishek of this braisa, it's the Rambam, so therefore not that would bring the entire braisa. That's what I would say, the Pashtas. Okay? Now, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of drushes we can say on this, but the major point is I think that actually the according to the Rambam, the Elizabeth Azariah's braisa was actually, that was part of what was said that night. So for that reason, it's included in this braisa. Okay. Okay, very good. Baruch Hashem. So where are we holding? We have now a raya of the Baal HaGadol that is a mitzvah of the Ma'ab Yisrael Mitzrayim. Okay? Okay, now, let's go further in HaGadol. Baruch HaMokon Baruch Hu. Baruch Shinasat Al Yisrael Baruch Hu. Now, it sounds like a bracha. So the Rishayim, I think the Shibali Aleket, says this is a Birchas HaTorah. It's a Birchas HaTorah. Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasu Tehillim Mo Yisrael, Baruch Hu. It's like a Birchas HaTorah. We're saying a Birchas HaTorah without Shem and Malchus. Now, the question is, why should we make the Birchas HaTorah now? I make it before the Haggadah. Why make a Maisa we made it this morning, right? I mean, we all agree that the Birchas HaTorah that we make in the morning, you know, works the entire day. Why should we make a Birchas HaTorah right now? Okay. And of course, it's saying said without Shem Malchus, meaning that we're doing the Chumrah. Why make us a turn? Okay, first of all, I claim the Birchas HaTorah was put in here for a very simple reason. The Gemara says, in Psachim, that Gemara says in Psachim, right? On Kuf Tesamud Aleph, the Gemara says Tanya. Omar Lava Rabbi Akiva, said it about Rabbi Akiva. Biyomavli Omar Higia Ace Lamuvi Beis HaMedrash. He means to spend the whole day practically eating the Beis HaMedrash. He never said, let's leave the Beis HaMedrash. Chutz mi Avi Psochim. Except on Erev Pesach. The Erev Yom Kippur. And Erev Yom Kippur. Why? And Erev Yom Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur was the only days that we would leave. He would leave the Beis HaMedrash. Right? Before the evening. Why? Erev Pesach, he would make sure, right, that we did everybody so that the kids shouldn't sleep, right? He put the kids to sleep to make sure they would be up for the Seder. And Erev Yom Kippur, that people would feed their children. And Erev Yom Kippur. Now, so like, we see already in the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva, we said Rabbi Akiva used to put his kids to sleep Erev Pesach. I claim that don't let the kids just sleep. I mean, people used to take a nap. Erev Pesach, before the Seder. I mean, you read this on the Seder. Rabbi Akiva's children had to go to sleep. Come on, we have to go to sleep. Now, let me ask you a question. If you go to sleep, do you make Birchas HaTorah? Big machlokes. Many opinions hold that a person goes to sleep in the middle of the day, he has the Birchas HaTorah. So for this reason, the Baal HaGadah put a Birchas HaTorah in the Haggadah. Now, question. Why did he put it here? So the answer is, there's a very, very famous Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis and Brachos. The Gemara says, on what you make Birchas HaTorah? First Gemara says you make it on Psukim. Then the Gemara says you make it on Droshes. Then the Gemara says you make it on Mishnayos. Then I think the Gemara says, in Brachos, you make it even on Talmud. Now, which is the section, the first section in the Haggadah that contains both Psukim, Droshes, and Mishnayos? The Abba Banan. It brings Psukim from the Torah. It brings Droshes, Leva Loiloi, or Yochum Erosh Chodesh. And it brings the Mishnah, Eimat Tiracha Pesach Afikoyman. In other words, in the Abba Banan, you have the spectrum of Limud HaTorah, which the Gemara says we make Birchas HaTorah on. So because of this, the Birchas HaTorah, without Shem and Malchus, because of course it's a Machloikas or a Safek, was said with Eisha Malchus before the section of the Abba Banan. That's what I want to claim. Okay?
And yeah. Didn't we already have the same thing?
No, we didn't have all of them together. We didn't have a combination of, we didn't have a Mishnah yet. We had a Mishnah of Abba Banan and Abba Azariah. We didn't have, for example, we didn't have, but here we have it all in one section. In other words, we have Psukim, Ma'ilchum Mishum Mishpatim, right? And then we have the Droshes, Leva Loiloi, or Ilu Hayashamoya Negal, and then we have a Mishnah, Mitha Bezakafi Koyman. In other words, it is true, Amram Lem Rabbi Levaz Azalia is part of that Braisa, but here we have the entirety, all things together. In other words, the one thing we have here Psukim in of themselves, and then we have the Droshes, and then we have the Mishnah. That's why I think that's why it was placed over here. In other words, in the case of Levin Azaliah, right? In other words, we have a Drosha. We don't have Psukim. That's part of a Drosha. Yimechayecha Yomim. But in the Abba Banan, we have actually Ma'ed Chumish Pazi Shema Chamelchem. And then we have in the Tam and the Shadow, we have the Psukim the way they appear in the Torah themselves. So we have the entirety of the Psukim, then we have Drosh, then we have Mishnah. That's what I want to claim. Yeah.
Isn't just the Pasuk or just the Drosh enough to make the Torah? So
right.
That should be the beginning.
No. That's what I'm saying is in Birchas HaTorah,
yeah.
In the Baba Banan, we have Psukim in and of themselves without a drashas, and then we have drashas, and then we have a Mishnah. We don't have any other section up to now, Magad.
But to make a Birchas Torah, all you need is
all you need is one. But we see the minute, we see, for example, in Birchas HaTorah in the morning, the minute Klal Yisrael is to bring first a Pasuk, then a Mishnah, then a Braisa. And the Gemara says it's supposed to make it on Psukim, and then on drashas, and then on Mishnah. So, the Baal HaGadah was following the Gemara, right? And following the Gemara, he brought first something which involves first Psukim on themselves, then drashas, then a Mishnah. Okay, now we're going to go to the Abba Bonim. Okay, now first of all, so what do we bring the Abba Bonim for? I claim that the Abba Bonim is also a Raya. We're supposed to mob and see us as Raya. Because we see from the Torah that we're supposed to tell over the Sirius Rayim differently for every type of child. The Abba Bonim is something in the Torah. So, in other words, the Braisa, the Abba Bonim, is also a Raya proof that is a mitzvah to mob and see us as Sirius Rayim. It's not intemporally, but latitudinally. In other words, we're supposed to tell over Sirius Rayim differently to every single different type of person. So, also, too, the Baal HaGadah brings the Abba Bonim as also a part of a Chazal, which indicates very clearly there's a mitzvah of the Mabes Yitzchayim Kol Asiyah Laila. Okay, now, it's very important to understand the Abba Bonim because I'm going to suggest to all of you a very fundamental gisa change, which I want to make here in the Abba Bonim. First of all, what are the Arba Bonim? We see three times in the Torah, that the Torah tells us that our children are going to ask us a question. Three of these times appear in Shmois, in Parshas Bo'i, and one time it appears in Parshas Ve'eschana, in Devarim. In Parshas Bo'i, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands the Jewish people to put blood on the doorposts, right? So in Pasuk Yudbeis, it speaks about, in Pasuk Yudbeis in Parshas Bo'i, Pasuk Gimel, it says, V'ava Hashem l'gavil al mitzvah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to smite Egypt, V'ros Adam al HaMashkev, you see the blood on the doorposts, V'ashtei HaMezuzos, on the overhead and the doorpost. Then it says in Pasuk Chav Dalet, right? Ushmatu l'dova azel l'choik l'chol banecha ar oylam, you keep this as a choik forever. And then it says, v'ayor, in Pasuk Chav Vav, ki yoynu aleichem banechem, ma avoyda azoy sachem. What is this avoyda for you? V'amaltem, and you shall say, Zevach Pesach Ulasha. So that's in Psukim Chav Vav and Chav Zayin and Pasuk Perakid Beis in Parshas Bo'i. Okay. Then, towards the end of Parshas Bo'i, it says in Perak Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches, Vigada Telavincha Bayemahu Leimor. That's the second son. Right. And then, a little bit after that, it says in Pasuk Yudalit. That's the third time, the third question. And finally, in Parshas Ve'eschanan, it says, that's the fourth son. So in other words, four times, it says in the Torah that your son's going to ask you a question. Now we all know that the Torah doesn't like to repeat itself. What?
So you said three times.
No, three times in Parshas Bo'i, and one time in Devarim. Why is the Torah telling us four times that your son is going to ask you a question? So Chazal understood, there's four types of sons. There's a Chacha, there's a Rasha, there's a Tam Shein Elushal. Okay, now. The Chacham is very difficult, as it appears in the Sifri. It says, Chacham Oloimer. What does the Chacham say? So, the Chacham, we designate the question, the child asks the question in the Devarim to be the Chacham. It says in Pasuk Chav, we're in now Perek Vav in Devarim Pasuk Chav, Ki yish'alcha vincha bacha leimor, ma ha'edus edos ha'chush padr shi'as v'ashem l'ken maschem. Okay, very good. That's the question. Now, what's the answer? The Torah gives the answer. V'yamart levincha avodah yilafam mitzrayim. V'yitzeh she'alakim yam yad chazaka. V'yitzeh Hashem oisiz amayisi gilay v'rayim b'mitzrayim v'havucha al beis aleinenu. V'yitzeh yitzim misham. L'man av yitzeh l'zit l'anos ha'oz yitzeh b'alam b'seinu. V'yitzeh Hashem yitzeh kol chum ha'ela l'yad shem l'keinu l'toyb l'alcha yom. That's the answer. Right? That's the Torah gives an answer. Question. If I look at the Haggadah trashes the Torah's answer. Brings the question, Ma Aidas Hakubish Potter Shit Smashokin was Khan? And then says the Gada, Va'af Ata Ebola, and you say to him, Kehil Chasa Pesach, something like the Lach of the Korban Pesach. What is this? So the end we quote a Mishnah, Ein Maftirin Acha Pesach Afikoima. I have a question. What's wrong with the Taylor's answer? Does I had to make up a new answer? So Baruch Hashem, all of the Haggadahs are filled with all different types of shtick lach Torah and drushes, etc., etc. I don't believe it. I don't believe the Chazal are going to trash the Torah's answer. I claim there's a guilt, there's for sure a mistake in the guilt. For sure. It's not even a suffix, it's a vadai. There should be after Eschem, v'chule, etc. Which means, it's pasha to me, that the Bala Sifri, Bala Mechilta, understood that of course you give the answer of the Torah. You're supposed to say the psukim, the psukim that appear in the volume. V'yamata levincha avodah levam mitzrayim, you'll say all the psukim. And sometimes we'll have to put in a gilsu of v'chule, like the groin does at the beginning of the third parak, b'kol ma'alvin and elavin. Now, very good. So the chas v'shalom, the answer to the Torah means an answer. Question, why do we have to add to the answer? Well, first of all, we see that we're adding to the answer. Why? It says, va'af ata emelai. You also say to him.
Where should he discover me?
After Eschem. Eschem. It sounds should be here, and you say all the psukim. At my Seder, no one listens to me, but at my Seder, I say over all the psukim of the answer of the Torah. Now, we have to add, now, what if to add something? What if to add something? The Torah's answer, okay, first of all, we know Torah's answer is worth something, right? But now, how do we have to add something? It seems to be very, very partial, very simple. Why? Because it says at the very, very end, of the Torah's answer, it says in Pasuk Chav Dalet, "Vayitzaveinu Hashem la'asoyis et kol ha'chukim ba'ela." Because Baruch Hu commanded to do all the chukim. Which chukim are we speaking about? The Korban Pesach. Zoyis chukim means the Korban Pesach. Zoyis chukas ha'pesach. Now, certainly, at the time of this Mechilta, with the Zifrei, it's only about right. What? There was no Korban Pesach, it was after the Chulban. Most Chazals are after the Chulban. So, if you say Chukim, I mean, Chukim is years ago, there's no Korban Pesach, so what do you do? So say Chazal, there's one part of the Seder which is directly related to the Korban Pesach. That's what? The Din of Afikoyman. There's a Din, it's a Mishnah in Psochim, that says, Eim Aftirach Sachim Afikoyman. And most Rishonim learn that the din is similar to when it was a Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was the last thing to be eaten. So the taste of the Korban Pesach, the same thing with the matzah. The afikoyim we eat is in the place of the Korban Pesach. So that's what the Mechilta says. Va'af ata emelon. You also add. In other words, at a time is manazeh when there's no Korban Pesach, you add ki hilchas ha'pesach. Something similar to the lachas of the Pesach. Mechilta, it's a free. I think Mechilta is a free. What do you add? Ein maftiren acha pesach afikoyim. You add to him something that has to do with the afik of the Korban Pesach in the Haggadah. And what's that? So we add something that's relevant after the Korban HaBayis. That's what we do. And that's the answer. There's no need for any drushes. Okay, how much time do we have?
It says 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay.
I guess.
Okay, I think we're going to have to finish very now. Okay, I think we're going to have to, due to the technical equipment, we have another few minutes. So, I just want to tell you, we leave it as an exercise for tomorrow. The Rosh is the same thing. We don't give the answer to the Rosh. The answer to the Rosh is given in Parshas Bo. Right? In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chavav, V'yok Yoimu Alechem V'neichem Al V'lezois Lachem, V'yamatan Zev Pesach Kol Hashem. Where's the answer? So for sure, in the case of the Rosh, we have to insert for the same reason of a Chulei, Chas V'shalom, a trash in the Torah's answer. However, the question is, what are we in? And by the way, by the Rosh, it also says, V'af Ata Hakeh Shinav. You also. It means we're adding something to the Torah. In Mitzvah, the next year, we're going to describe why we have to add something to the Rosh's answer. And then we'll continue Mitzvah with the Haggadah Shel Pesach. In any case, from the undisclosed place, Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Until next time, Kol Tov, Batzlacha.